Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Derrick Township Board of Supervisors meeting scheduled for Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. This is our regular scheduled meeting. It is approximately 7:03 p.m. The Board of Supervisors met in an executive session beginning at 6 p.m. to discuss land and legal matters. So at this time, without any further ado, I'd ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crispin, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zuluda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
Supervisor Whitehoff?
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
There are five present, Mr. Chairman.
Right, very good. So before we begin the formal part of our meeting, I would indicate for all those in attendance that it has been the policy of the township to take record all public meetings for the purpose of taking accurate minutes. That will tie in then to our next session, which is the visitor public comment session. There are two of these sessions during the agenda, one now and one at the end. When we open it up, anyone wishing to place comment into the record is welcome to do so at the podium. We ask that you speak into the microphone. You state your full name, first name and last name, and your address for the benefit of the so we can keep accurate minutes. And then we generally ask that you keep your comments to around 3 minutes. And depending on, you know, where you are and in your comments, I may speed you up if you're getting closer to the 3 minutes. I may let you go a little longer depending on the point you're making. But the general idea is we try to get through public comments so we can get to the business of the meeting. And then there's also a public comment period at the end. So with that, this is the first public comment session. Anyone wishing to place comment into the record is welcome to come forward to the podium.
Go ahead. You have a vote.
My name is Robert Davis, 1768 Church Road Speedway. I want something done about the speeding cars on Church Road. We have called the chief of police, and I have two other people from Church Road right here. And they're doing 50, 60 miles an hour on Church Road. We have people trying to walk across the street to get their mail. Some people at 90 years old. It's not fair. And I know how to slow the cars down, but it's not being done. So I'm asking that you do something about it. And this is my suggestion, Mayor. May I?
Absolutely. The best. Absolutely. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to pull my agenda.
It's all good. It's all good. Take a look at that. Those are speed humps. I would suggest six, at least down in that section. Four at the bottom of the straightaway and two on the hill. And you hit one of those at speed, and you're going to have to get realigned and probably get a new suspension. So maybe you'll slow down. And these ones that I've shown you here are temporary. You can put them in and take them out and move them to other places in the township that may need them. So, okay.
Very good. Thank you. We appreciate that. And Chief Warner, and
they've been doing their job. They've been out there constantly because we complain to them. And I see them often, and you know, people aren't speeding when they're there. They're only speeding when I'm trying to cross the street. Okay, thank you.
No, thank you.
Cross the street?
Mm-hmm. The Chief, we'll talk about maybe some mitigation measures along Church Road to address this.
We can do that. We want to do that in the Transportation Committee meeting minutes. We just take a look at that.
Thank you. And thank you for your comment. Thank you. You don't have to be done. Your point is well taken. I'm glad you brought it to our attention, and we'll absolutely look into it further and see what we can do.
Please do something about it. You know, attention doesn't do us any good. Slowing the traffic down does.
And we've had a little bit of experience with this over the last couple of years and some success slowing it down in other areas of the township. So it's important to hear, right? It is important to hear from folks. You're seeing it frequently. If we're not driving on the road at the same time, or if we don't live on Church Road, we're not feeling it the way you are because you're right there. So it's important to hear about it.
Would you like to say something about it?
Yeah, I'm cool.
All you have to do is just come up to the mic and identify yourself and your address.
My name is Darrell Berry. I live at 1769 Church Road, right on the corner. And we bought the house in 2019. We love the town. We moved from Palmyra. But that, like Bob said, it's a safety issue there with trying to back out or pull out. And the drivers that come down, they're so irresponsible and just... Sometimes they will give you a gesture, you know. Sometimes they will verbally abuse you. And like Bob said, Chief, I called in twice, and they put up the lighted speed signs, and they really are not very effective. And also, I wrote a letter to Chief Warner last August about it, you know, to just... see what he could do more about it, you know, instead, maybe some more enforcement. And then I put in my letter pleading with the chief. We recognize that there are only so many resources, and there are priorities, and I know they're doing the best they can, but it is a very, very dangerous, in my opinion, like I said, a quality of life issue.
Oh, absolutely. And I know historically we've had that issue. It's not the first time on the Church Road over the years when we've had issues with speed. And I know the department has conducted speed enforcement on Church Road. And I think, you know, there's could be time for that again from what you're telling us. So we appreciate the feedback and the input. You know, anything?
Well, yeah. You have to cross that street to get your mail.
My name is Bill Helmer. I've been a resident of Church Road since 1965, and I'm a retired civil engineer. Spent 35 years with PennDOT programming and finding money for all sorts of projects, bridges and roadways, statewide. That was my responsibility. And now that I am retired, since April of 2000, 22 years ago, and I get the chance now to see the traffic build up. It has built up horrendously, and it's not just in the morning and or afternoon, people going to work or coming home. It is, in a sense, during the day, and considerable. It is very dangerous. I haven't had any accidents, but we back into our driveway, which goes around to the back of the house. We back into it very carefully. If somebody's behind me, I can't do that. I wait. I pull over and into practically into the yard, although my front yard slopes at about a 45-degree angle, which makes it interesting to mow. How do you mow on that kind of an angle? Okay? And because here comes these nutsos coming up the street at least 50 miles an hour. Maybe they saw two 25-mile-an-hour signs. That equals 50, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. You'd smile, but that is ridiculous. We know the day when the signs were 35 miles an hour. And I know why it was changed some years ago. It happened to be a person retired from the state police and built a house up the road about a quarter of a mile from us. And he had enough authority to have the signs redone to 25. But that didn't slow anybody down. And now that there is more traffic than ever, not just Derry Township, but Conowago, they find the benefit of coming into town, coming down Church Road. That is the most direct. Well, I can't deny that. But I know that if I back into my driveway around the back of the house, at least I can pull out onto Church Road frontwards. I can stop, and I can see to the right or the left very carefully. And this is how we operate, personally. We're not interested in any accidents, especially if they involve us. But something has got to be done. These people totally ignore. I have to cross the street. Our mailboxes are on the western side. We're on the east. So we cross to get to the mailboxes, and that's fine. We carefully, and when it's safe to cross. But as soon as you get over there and you open your box to see if there's any mail, and what is it? Chance to pull. Here comes some nutso around the corner heading into town. And he doesn't know, he or she, it goes both ways, is both young adults, teenagers, as well as retired people. I look at the drivers very carefully when I see this. And we can normally, depending on what kind of tires you have, you can hear them coming. You look around. And what's very dangerous is they're coming down, and I'm pulling my mail out of the box. I try and step aside. No way am I going to stand on the pavement. But at the same time, here comes somebody up the street. Now, how do they pass? They don't care where I am. Get out of the way. That seems to be the attitude. And it's something has got to be done. Somebody has, not everybody backs into the driveway with their four-way flashers on. But something has to be done. And just reducing the speed limit or increasing the speed limit, either way, is not the answer. Speed bumps work. My experience with PennDOT, we didn't install many of them, but the local governments do the installation. Usually it's on local roads where the problem is. There's development on both sides, and we have houses on both sides. Most of our residents in the one block area on both sides are widows or a few widowers. But it's a very dangerous situation. Speed bumps do work. Hit one a little bit, you'll find out. You won't hit it the second time. Only at a slow speed.
Thank you very
much. Consider it. Have the township manager or the township engineers make some recommendations as to where they can be placed. They do work. My experience. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else for public comment?
Can you turn that mic on? Can you turn the mic on? Thank you.
Is this on?
This time I'm going to hand out the goodies before I talk so you can follow along. You want to bring that up with the PDF, Chuck? So everybody in the audience can see. Since we're talking transportation, listen.
Is the board okay?
Bring up the CIP. I'm on a mailing list from the state.
He's got three.
against the transportation improvements. They have, we're in the open comment period. It began on May 2nd, goes to June 2nd, but they really don't want comments. The public hearing is actually tomorrow morning at Strawberry Square from 11:30 to 1 o'clock, in which they're going to discuss 48 pages of projects, totaling 144 projects in an hour and a half. Yeah, they really don't want comments. They're just going to pretend to have an open meeting. But I saw some of these in Gary Township, and I thought I ought to bring them to everybody's attention with what's going on. The first one, and they kind of all tie together. The first one is on the first page, and it's coming, and that's the Chambers Hill intersection, the Five Points light at Milroy Road. Everybody know what I'm talking about there?
Yes.
That's going to be done. That's going to become three lanes in either direction. They're going to have a roundabout down where the hotels and the thing are to tie into the thing. I actually got a cute little video on the YouTube. I put it on your sheet. It's listed as US 322 and Chambers Hill Road Intersection Improvement Project. If you go to YouTube and put that in, you'll see the little video. I've also put the URL there if you want to go directly to the URL. But that ties into, and they're going to make that project, it's $25,586,000. The one that really concerns me and the one I can't get any information about from PennDOT is on the next page, which ties into that. And that is the widening of the Hummelstown-Nibbletown Road to four lanes, two in either direction with a median. And that's going to be $17,266,000, just so we're following along. And we'll talk about why they tie together in a minute. The third one I'm just mentioning just for, since we're doing all this, is on the third page. The one for Hummelstown-Middletown Road has even already got an MMDS number. But this is a study which is going to be made from US 422 and 322 interchange to Hockersville Road, which of course is going to be the prelude to widening 322 there. So that's coming. They wouldn't be doing the study if it wasn't going to come. But I'd like to tie the first two back together. Why are they having the widening of the Mushroom Hill and the Hummelstown-Middletown Road? And if you could go to picture number one, I think it will show you why. Those of you may remember, in October of 2019, I came before this board a couple of times, and also DTMA board, and asked them not to give the sewer to Londonderry Township and the warehouses. They completely ignored me, and we did. So now we're going to have, in addition to all the traffic coming down Church Road, some more traffic coming down Church Road from the warehouses at Amazon. And it's, let me show you what's going on here, because I think this is very important. Do I have my... There it is. All right. I took this picture. This is the Amazon warehouse going up where Saturday's Market is. There are five warehouses going in. Two at right out of Middletown at what used to be the Lytle Farms, Iron Mine Road. This is the one at Saturday's Market, and there are two further east at Edwards Landscaping property. Each of them are 1 million square feet or total, and this one is 1.2 million. 5 million square foot of where are they? And you see what it is. This one particularly, I happen to have the statistics on it, is 1,217,524 feet. It is 21 football fields long. This is from the Route 230 I've taken. I pulled in the picture. This is heading up towards the Londonderry School. Those are all your Amazon vans coming our way. Let me show you why. Hit number two, please, on the picture. All right, here we have two things. You have the Hummelstown-Middletown Road, and you have here at Iron Mine Road, which is right outside of Middletown, you have the two warehouses on the that are going in for the Lytle Farms. They're under construction right now. But the big problem that you have, and it's the same problem that you have here in Center Hershey, but you have the train tracks in Hershey, which divide North and South Hershey. You can't get over them, although in certain spots. You have five spots in Derry Township to get over the train tracks. You don't have train tracks, but you've got the same thing. You got the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and you can't get over it. What you've got in southern Londonderry Township is a peninsula in a river. Susquehanna goes east and west at this point. Comes down out of Harrisburg, takes a hard left in Middletown, and goes east and west at this point. South here is in the river. So you can't go anywhere river. It's all going to go either east or west or north. And if you want to go north to Hershey, you're limited. Let me show you why. Here is Iron Mine Road. Those are the two warehouses there. The only way to get over the turnpike, there's only three ways over the turnpike, by the way, in this area. You go over the turnpike at Colebrook Road to Waltonville Road, and there's your West End development. But here's where the stuff's going to get in. That's why they're going to do, this is the Mushroom Hill widening, because you've got, what have you got behind that? You've got the intermodal facility, all the trains. All the stuff's going to come in off the trains, down the Hummelstown Middletown Road, down, you got to get under the turnpike. This is the Schoolhouse Road. That's where you can get under the turnpike, into the warehouse. Now, so this is the warehouse here that I'm showing. That is the Amazon warehouse that I showed you a picture of. Can I have the next picture, please? Final picture. Show you how this all ties together. There is the Amazon warehouse, and these are the two edge landscaping. They're going to have a back entrance out of Beagle Road, which comes in. They got to get over the turnpike. Remember, we only got three ways over the turnpike unless you want to go up 230 and into Islington and up 743, which is 6 or 7 miles out of the way. So they're looking the most direct route. You come out Beagle Road, you come up what is known as Steinrock Road in Londonderry Township. You cross over at and you get into Derry. Right there is Derry Township. And what does that become? What does Steinrock become in Derry Township? They changed the name. Anybody know? Sand Hill Road. That's it. The very Sand Hill Road where we were going to put the shopping center here at the end of it. Anybody want to guess? You drive out there and you drive up this, how far it is from that warehouse to the intersection of 322, and that's Fishburne, and that's Sandhill, where that the Isosceles Triangle apex is. Anybody guess how far that is or isn't? That is 7.3 miles. That's all that is. All of that traffic from that warehouse that's going to come north that wants to go to Center Hershey, to the medical center, is going to come right up Steinmark Road to Sandhill and head right there. That's where your traffic problem is. I feel sorry for the people that live on Sandhill. I really do. And they're going to come over and go down Church Road too. I mean, this is all that traffic, all those hundreds and hundreds of them, and I've seen them already, Amazon delivery vans. You've got 21 football fields worth of delivery coming. That's just one of them.
Mr. Chris, I'm just going to ask you to wrap up now.
Okay. The other two warehouses are down here. Those are the two, and it's landscaping. They're a little bit further down. They come up, and they're going to go that way, too, because they're not going to go to E-Town. But there's your traffic problems. Is there any way that you can open these traffic meetings that you talk about to the public? I know they have a traffic committee here in their township. Is that available to be open to the public?
For those that sit on the transit, Chuck, the transportation committee, is that...
I think it should be advertised. I think people should be able to come. We'll always love that.
It's an ad hoc committee that makes no decisions.
Could you identify yourself?
I'm sorry. I'm Jonathan Christ, 2865 Church Road.
Thank you.
AKA the Church Road 300, I call it.
All right, well, thank you, Mr. Christ. We'll take it under, we'll look into this for that. We appreciate the information.
Hi, Rich Gamble, 3900. I just wanted to share with you, I was reading an article about the buzzards that are now becoming infected with a virus, avian flu, in Lancaster area. I just wonder, what if, has anybody been watching the area around us? I think there was 100 vultures that they found already that are carrying the virus. And so, you know, before they said it wasn't in Pennsylvania on Wednesday, and by Friday it was in Pennsylvania.
We were alerted by one of the residents that lives in that area, so it's on our radar. We'll communicate that concern to the USDA,
but I'm sure if I'm aware.
Okay, thank you.
Any other public comment? All right, then we'll close the public comment at this point. We'll move to the next item on the agenda, which is our consent calendar. Under the consent calendar, there are four items under the consent calendar. Under A, it's the adoption of the Board of Supervisor meeting minutes for April 26th, the public hearing on wireless communication facilities. Then there was the Board of Supervisor minutes for the April 26th public hearing on the Hershey West End Master Plan. There was also the Board of Supervisor public hearing minutes for the short-term rental. And then the adoption of the Board of Supervisor minutes for a regularly scheduled meeting that occurred that evening. That's item A. Item B is the release of financial security provided by the Stormwater Management Plan or for the Stormwater Management Plan for 212 West Arriva Avenue, S-2021-012. Item C is the release of the maintenance security provided through the preliminary final subdivision land development and stormwater management site plan for Hersheytown Square, Plat 1275, and approval of accounts payable in the amount of $609,926.45 and payroll in the amount of $353,772.47. We can take all of these items together in one motion, or we can separate them out individually. It's the pleasure of the board members. So at this time, we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion to approve all items on the consent calendar A, B, C, and D as one unit.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt to approve all items under the consent calendar in one motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zabuda. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Moving on, the next item is new business. Under new business, the first item is an update on the fiscal year 2022 budget. First quarter results from Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just waiting for the slide to queue up here.
Can we budget a new computer for them?
Thank you, Josh. Just as by way of introduction, as the board is aware, we started this process right when COVID-19 started a couple of years ago, and we've gone on to present the township's finances every quarter, just as an opportunity for the staff and for the board to see where we are from a financial perspective, whether we're meeting our benchmarks, and ultimately what impact some of the things that are going on in our community around us may have on our budget. So for those in the room tonight that aren't familiar with public budgeting and how it works here in Darien Township, when you read the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code, Article Section 3205 outlines exactly how Pennsylvania municipal budgets are to be created and how tax levies are established. So in the 2022 budget, Dairy Township has 11 funds total, 8 operating and 3 capital. And you can see on the left side of the screen, our operating funds include the general fund, the streetlight fund, the community center fund, solid waste fund, library fund, debt service fund, liquid fuels, and an operating reserve fund. On the capital side of the equation, we have a capital reserve fund, a dedicated community center reserve fund, and the road equipment fund. The 2022 budget was adopted last December, and as you can see in the aggregate on the revenue side, that came in at $23,825,660, which is a 3.67% increase over where we were a year ago. Primarily, 77% of your operating budget in terms of revenue comes from two separate categories. That's real estate property tax and the Act 511 taxes. And as we know, having gone through this now for the last couple of years, Act 511 taxes are the ones that have been most impacted by COVID-19, and we'll take a look at those shortly. So the Act 511 includes real estate transfer tax, and earned income tax, local services tax, the occupation tax, amusement tax, and parking tax. Graphically representing the two largest pieces of the pie include your real estate taxes and the Act 511. Most importantly, I'd like to point out every time we do this, I'd like to show the dollar bill. So this dollar bill represents every $1 that you spend in terms of real estate tax in this township. 67% of your real estate tax dollar goes to the Dairy Township School District. 24% of it goes to Dauphin County. And the last 9% is what comes to Dairy Township. And for that 9%, you receive 24/7 police coverage. You get fire service. We have a brand new community center coming online, a full service parks and recreation department and trail system, a library, the public works department, who is responsible for plowing and road maintenance, and of course you have administrative services, code enforcement, zoning and planning. So for the 9% that your dollar is leveraging here in Dairy Township, I would say to the board that you get a fair amount of service for that 9% that we collect. On the revenue side of the house, as we've now hit the end of the first quarter at the end of March, we should see revenues 25% or higher and expenses at 25% or lower. At the end of March, all of our trends are going the right way. Revenue is slightly below 25%, but that's primarily because of where we are with how the real estate tax dollars flow into the township during that first quarter, as well as other taxes that come in through Act 511. It's not a precise science that comes in at the end of the first quarter. You'll see a bump up probably in the second quarter as those deadlines for filing taxes occur. So to point out to the board, in the aggregate of the general fund, 18% of the revenue is through the door already by the end of March. And I'm happy to report that right now we're at 15%. I know it's kind of hard to see there, but 15% of expenses through the end of March have been expended. To me, that's great news. You know, anytime that we're below that 25% benchmark at this point in the year is a testament to the staff that's here in this room tonight. You know, they are the true stewards of the public money that we're entrusted to spend year over year. And also want to thank the board for giving us the opportunity to continue to provide the services that we do by approving the budget that we have. When I talked about real estate tax and pilots and amusement tax, Act 511, that's represented here in this chart. I'm happy to report it. As you are aware, at our last board meeting, Hershey Entertainment and Resorts did come to our meeting to let us know that with the resumption of hotel taxes approaching the pre-COVID levels in 2019, and their estimates at 90% or so of those hotel tax dollars, they are going to be able to fund a full pilot payment for all three taxing bodies. That includes the school district, the county, and us in Dairy Township. Our budget, as you know, for the last 2 years, I have not accounted for a pilot payment, only because we were being very cautious about whether or not there would be a resumption of amusement tax payment and interest in actually going to the Giant Center to collect those dollars. So by the end of the year, when we do this in the fourth quarter, this number of $270,000, that represents our estimate for what Hershey Medical Center's pilot payment will be. That number should be significantly higher when we get a full payment for the pilot on the Giant Center. So when you slide down this list here, we start to look at the Act 511 taxes. You know, all of them are performing really well, and I want to highlight the amusement and parking tax specifically. If you look over to the right here where we were 1 year ago, you can see the dramatic difference and increase. That tells me that there's a lot more interest with coming to Hershey and enjoying the things that are here. It's improving our amusement tax collection and, of course, the parking lot tax collection as well. So I fully believe that we will hit our estimate of $850,000 combined easily this year. And as you know, part of our budgeting process from this point forward, at least in the last year and a half or so, we have decided to keep the amusement and parking tax numbers artificially low so that we can build capacity within our budget to build long-term savings for the township. We know in a given year that when things are performing correctly, you know, those numbers combined are somewhere between about 2.3, 2.4 million. So by keeping those numbers low and working our budget around the revenues that we actually have coming in, we know that we will build long-term savings for the township, which will help this board and future boards decide when there are lean years, there are funds to rely upon rather than having to increase taxes. On the expense side of the equation, as you can see in 2021, our adopted budget was $19,169,776. It increased in the aggregate by about 18% to $22,617,910. Primarily, that's because we have a new community center coming online, and those expenses are now, you know, being shown in our budget. They weren't there for the last 2 years. So all things being equal, you know, I think that's a fair ask for our budget for this year, and you did approve that in December. Graphically represented police services accounts for 32% of our budget. The remainder is, and you'll see it later on the breakdown of the transfers. There's about $5.4 million in total transfers that move out of the general fund. As you're aware, our general fund serves as the main clearinghouse for all the township tax dollars that come in. We then allocate the resources from the general fund to all of the other funds to help finance the township operations where they may occur. The second-class township code does allow us to break up millage at some point in the future when we take a harder look and revenues can sustain it. I would recommend to the board that we possibly split our millage apart into the appropriate funds to create a dedicated revenue stream for those uses. But at this point, our budget is operating effectively and efficiently by keeping the funds in the general fund and moving them out. You know, I contend that it's a fair place to be for what the kind of services we provide at this point in time with how much money is in our budget. Again, just to point out, just on the expense side of the coin, we are at 15% right now through the end of March. Again, I'm very pleased with that. I hope those numbers continue. Obviously, the less we spend throughout the year, the more we'll have in our operating fund balance to begin the year in 2023. So some thoughts that I have as we move forward through 2022, I just want to encourage everyone to continue to stay cautiously optimistic. Let's not forget about COVID-19. While things appear that you know, they're slowing down, our government has told us that, you know, masking requirements are no longer needed, doesn't mean that something might not pop up in the near future that could directly impact the revenues that I just talked about a few slides earlier. Again, stay the course. We continue to practice conservative budgeting principles. You mentioned the Ukrainian crisis. We're all aware that global instability, no matter where it is, has a direct impact on both our national and our local economies. And, you know, for us here in Derry Township, that will be a direct link to our amusement tax and parking tax. You know, if people are uncomfortable about what's going on in the world and it affects their ability to fill their gas tank to come to Hershey, that affects us, and that could be a direct link to the Ukrainian crisis. On the opposite side of this, the housing market locally, at least right now, even as interest rates begin to climb, the housing market in Derry Township continues to be very strong. Our real estate transfer taxes are up. They continue to go up even as rates continue to change. But again, I just urge caution that, you know, we don't know what the future may hold. That bubble may burst. Interest rates may curb that appetite to buy housing. But nonetheless, we keep an eye on it as we move forward. And as I noted a few slides ago, I'm really pleased that the Giant Center pilot payment will be made in 2022. The fact that we budgeted zero, and then we'll see if we'll realize those revenues by December That puts us in a terrific position to start 2023. Lastly, I want to talk about the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. As you all know, President Biden did sign that into law March 11, 2021. For Derry Township, that specifically allocates just under $2.5 million. We know now that with U.S. Treasury's final guidance that came out a few months ago, revenue replacement is one of the major pieces to that puzzle for us. That is where I'm going to recommend that we audit, when we do our single audit for the $2.5 million, we are going to tell Treasury that we are replacing lost revenue throughout the period of the pandemic. As you know, $1.3 million has been received already through the township. The remainder of that $2.5 million should come through the door sometime in June. At that point, we'll continue to follow Treasury's guidance, and with the township's work with Zelenkovsky and Axelrod, we'll get those funds correctly moved into the general fund, and then an equivalent amount, that $2.5 million, will come out when the real estate tax dollars that come in, they're unencumbered dollars, they can come out, they're now not replacing revenue that's been lost anymore, and those dollars can then be put into long-term savings to help build the township's reserves. Our next steps, and this is what I've been preaching for the last 2 years, we continue to monitor all of our revenues and expenses. We close our revenue gaps with targeted cuts across the budget throughout the year. We always take a look at evaluating our debt service restructuring if there are opportunities, again, as the markets are changing. I'm not so sure how often we'll have that chance, but we'll rely on the experts that we use for the township to help guide us. If there's an opportunity for us to restructure some debt service and then lower, obviously, our debt service payment. Before I hit bullet number four, I just want to say that we want to maintain our local services at expected levels by keeping the mantra doing more with less. And I know that's not true to the extent that our board, you're not cutting our budget year over year. You are giving us the funds that are necessary. But this is the mindset that we have that helps us continue to build capacity in the budget so that we have funds moving forward. The last piece that I do want to say, and this is to everyone in the room, is to stay the course. Continue doing what we're doing. Let's focus on building long-term savings through our conservative budgeting principles that we've been following for the last several years. And in the end, as we move forward, the township moves forward, by staying the course, you'll end up saving more money long-term and be able to do the things that the township needs to do without relying so much on having to raise taxes on the people that are working hard outside of here. So if there are any questions from the board, I'm happy to answer those. I think this is a good progress report for the first quarter. Certainly we're here to help.
Any questions for Chris on the update? Yeah. Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is the consideration of a fireworks request from Hershey Entertainment and Resorts for the annual 4th of July celebration. Mr. Christopher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Happy to report that we are back to requesting for fireworks. Entering the summer months each year, as you know, Hershey Entertainment and Resorts request permission to hold its annual 4th of July display for 2022. That fireworks display is scheduled for Sunday, July 3rd, beginning at 9:30, with a rain date of Monday, July 4th at 9:30. Enclosed in your packet tonight, is the appropriate certificate of insurance naming their attention as an additional insured and a copy of their application, NMPA 1123. And they will certainly be coordinating all of their activities with Hershey Volunteer Fire Company, as they have in the past. Our board historically has approved this, and if there aren't any questions, I would recommend we move forward with approving the fireworks display for 2022.
Questions for Mr. Christman? Hearing none, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chair, to grant permission for Hershey Entertainment Resorts to hold its annual 4th of July fireworks display on July 3rd, 2022, with the rain date of Monday, July 4th, 2022.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Zanuta for approval of this item. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is C. Preliminary final subdivision plan DeLello Edition, Plat 1349. Mr. Hemmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan represents the subdivision of a portion of lot number one, which has a flagpole to it and is part of Woodland Hills. It's owned by Mark and Melanie Mascara. The portion of the flagpole is to be added to lands of Steve Diallo. I apologize, I always have trouble saying that name. Lot number one fronts on Hillside Road and also has a limited frontage on Clark Road, which is transferring to lot two. Lot two has its entire frontage on Clark Road. The property along Clark Road is entirely within the Hershey Mixed-Use Zoning District, and the property, lot number one, with the exception of the flagpole, is in our agricultural conservation zoning district. The actual land being transferred is 2,299 square feet. Since no new development is proposed under this plan, stormwater and traffic concerns do not exist. The applicant has requested waivers and deferments of certain elements of our subdivision and land development ordinance. They've requested deferment of right-of-way dedication along Clark Road, deferment of cartway widening along Clark Road, deferment of sidewalks along Clark Road, and a deferment of curbing along Clark Road. In each case, the Planning Commission and staff recommend that the deferment be granted subject to the owner of the subject lot entering into the standard agreement with the township, which would require the facilities in the future. They've asked for waivers of providing stormwater, sanitary sewer, gas, and water line profiles, which is appropriate since nothing is being proposed. The Planning Commission staff recommend that waiver be granted. They've asked for a waiver of showing the existing structures, wooded areas, water courses, rock outcrops, culverts, utilities above and below ground within 200 feet and 50 feet of the site, respectively, and that's under the preliminary plan and final plan. Again, Planning Commission and staff recommend that the waiver be granted. And finally, they're seeking a waiver of providing contours within 200 feet of the site, and Planning Commission and staff recommend that waiver be granted. I'm recommending approval of Plat 1349 conditioned upon the following things being satisfactorily addressed. And you'll notice that as I read through these, I'm going to omit the development agreement. I talked to Pat Armstrong a little bit before tonight's meeting, and we don't believe it's necessary on this type of plan, on this small plan. So the applicant shall reimburse the township for all the costs included in reviewing the plan. The applicant shall also continue to satisfy and pay the outstanding invoices for professional consulting services according to the MPC. The applicant shall do the following items by November 10th, 2022. Correct item 13 under the waivers and deferment heading to reference Clark Road, not Sipe Avenue. And the applicant shall agree to and execute and have notarized two originals of the Declaration of Covenants for the deferred improvements regarding the cartway, right-of-way, curbing, and sidewalk installation. And then the final two items, conditions of approval, is the applicant shall comply with all outstanding agency requirements, including but not limited to PennDOT, PA, DEP, FAA, and EPA. And the applicant shall record the Declaration of Covenants regarding the future improvements concurrently with the plan. That concludes my report.
Okay, thank you, Chuck. Any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item? Looks fairly simple, Chuck. I mean, I don't want to like overthink this, but it just looks like we're adding that sliver back to lot 1, 1A back to 1.
It's pretty much that simple.
Yeah. Okay, so any questions then for Mr. Emmerich on this? And if not, is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that waivers and deferments are granted from the subdivision and land development ordinance as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item for the preliminary final subdivision plan of DeLello Edition, Plat 1349.
Thank you. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zmuda. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion is approved unanimously. Thank you. Okay. That brings us to item D on the agenda. agenda, the development of Derry Township Courtyard in honor of lands east of the Hershey Volunteer Fire Company building. And
they only approved the waivers. The plan.
Good catch.
That's okay.
All right, so I'll go ahead and make a motion. I'm going to revert back to this item C. There's a second motion that's required. The first motion is for waivers and deferments. Second one, the second motion is as follows. That the preliminary final subdivision plan of the DeLello Edition, Plat 1349, is approved subject to compliance with items 1 through 8 in the Department Head Recommendation section of this agenda item. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. And this second of two motions is now passed unanimously. Thank you. And that then will bring us to D, the development of the Derry Township Courtyard of Honor. And Mr. Everett.
Thank you. Randy McKillop has initiated a plan to develop a memorial area on lands controlled by the Derry Township Industrial and Commercial Development Authority located to the east of the fire company building. The project started when Randy was seeking a 25th anniversary memorial tribute to Michael Horrocks, who was a graduate of Hershey High School and the first officer or co-pilot on United Airlines Flight 175, which was hijacked and flown into Tower 2 of the World Trade Center at 9:03 a.m. on September 11, 2001. I initially connected Randy with Rick Zamuda, who, as we all know, was attempting to create a memorial area for such items as our previous Veterans Memorial at 605 Cocoa Avenue, the steel that the Hershey Volunteer Fire Company possesses from the Twin Towers, and also inquiring if the Italian Lodge would like to move their soldiers' memorial to a common memorial ground. As things progressed, Randy reached out to many other organizations and building businesses seeking input, cooperation, and financial assistance. His goal was to create a memorial area to pay respect to the heroes of Derry Township and their sacrifices to our safety and freedom. I've included the latest sketch in your packet, and I understand from a meeting last evening that this sketch is likely to be reworked. So for that reason, I've also included some of the other sketches that kind of led up to this present one. It ties into the budget impact. Some of the prior sketches had a water feature, which was taken out to avoid the cost of maintenance at the end of the project. I believe that this facility will be dedicated to Derry Township to operate. But there have been some other concepts for layout in this area to the east of the fire company, with the one presently being projected being the latest. And with that, I'd like to give Randy the floor to explain a little bit more of where he is with everything, if that pleases the board.
So, good evening. My name is Randy McKillop. I live at 548 Sweetwater Drive, Palmyra, Pennsylvania. I am a lived in Hershey since 1972 until I moved on after college. I'm a 1984 graduate of Hershey High, and I'm a 1982 Sports Hall of Fame inductee. When this came about, it's been 17 years. My apologies. Mike Horrocks was a teammate of mine, and I told myself I wouldn't do this. Mike Horrocks was a teammate of mine, and At the 10th anniversary, I was able to do a memorial that's at the high school. And ever since then, it's been my goal to bring something downtown. And through persistence, through hard work, determination, and perfect timing, I spoke to Chuck, and a partnership started. And the partnership is created to create the Courtyard of Honor. And it's going to be a three-legged stool. It's going to involve veterans, emergency personnel, and a 9/11 memorial to my corps. I'm fortunate enough here tonight to have two of the executive board members, both Doug Jones, the secretary, and Tom Fosnott, the historian. I also have two, or quite a few, committee members here as well. Both the Jones brothers, Mark and Frank. Chief Warner has been at some of the meetings. Mr. Zamuda has attended the meetings. And Matt, I'm sorry I didn't recognize you with your hair pulled back. My apologies. And Chuck has been very helpful. The reason why it's emotion. This isn't about right or wrong. This isn't about red or blue. This isn't about Democrat or Republican. This has been too long. Through this momentum, we've been able to approach corporations, businesses, companies willing to give their time, donate their time. There's a website that has been developed by the students of Hershey High School. I reached out to Dr. Winslow, and Hershey stepped up right away in the gifted school program, and two students, as well as the teacher, Samantha Gray, built an incredible website. It is a functioning website, and it is there to serve a purpose, and that is to, why would I say, stir up the emotion, but the emotion I have in others, to complete this project. The goal is to have this up by 2026. My personal goal is to raise the money privately in the next 18 to 24 months. I believe it will be something very honorable for our veterans, for our emergency personnel, as well as for my corps officers. There is a steel girder that was commissioned from 9/11 in the Hershey Fire Company. I was presently surprised that one of the top sculptors in North America is willing to work with me to design a 9-foot, 11-inch tall stainless steel memorial for Mike. It is an honor to be before you. It is a pleasure. I would like to call being awarded this opportunity. I
haven't done this alone. I have a great committee. I have a great group. I have a great board of directors. And I have people that help me throughout this to make sure this will become a reality. At the same time, I hope that the township will stand behind Courtyard of Honor and promote this so we can raise the proper funds and awareness to honor the service people of all three of those legs of that stool. The one thing I did do with the help of the Hershey High School, if you want to bring that logo up, is we took the aspects of the Dairy Township logo and below it put a strong line Courtyard of Honor. And in the street sign, because it's at that intersection, changed it to Coco and Caracas. I think it shows the dedication and the commitment that we have towards the township, that we have towards our veterans, the emergency personnel, and a veteran and an alumni of Hershey, Mike Korox. In closing, my father always said, rest his soul, that you only know how powerful or how important you are by the amount you give back. This is my goal, and I come before you because I hope that the township will stand behind us. I apologize for my emotions, but this is 17 years in the making, and I've been turned down and I've been turned away by different people and different corporations and organizations for many reasons. Some very justified. But I come before the township and I thank you, Chuck, for letting me speak. So, I'll take any questions or comments.
Thank you, Mr. McDonald. Questions? Does anybody have any questions for Mr. McDonald first?
I answered one of them. That links to your website. I was going to ask if the website was live.
The Sun or the Hershey students.
It does.
How quick they put together a QR code.
Yeah.
It will link right to that.
I just tested it out. It works perfectly.
Thank you. I can't spell IT, let alone how to use it. One correction is it will be contact at courtyard. It won't be info. But that will be an email that anybody will be able to reach out to us if they have a question, a comment, press. JSDC Law Firm donated their pro bono time and effort to create the nonprofit. And with that, I have my home address because I had to file something, but we are going to use a post office box in Hershey for all incoming donations, contacts, or information. So I hope, if everything goes well, you will share this information and place it on the website. My ultimate goal is to make this one of the top 10 places to visit in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Please.
So, Randy, I noticed that you are now going to be 501c3, and I see that you've got your board of directors and everything listed on your website, and it looks like there's also information about how to donate.
Correct.
In case anyone's interested, that's on the website. I just want to make clear that you're going to be doing the fundraising through the independent 501c3, so none of the monies are going to be flowing through the township, and that you will follow all the 501c3 rules, so you'll be filing your 990, and all that will be made publicly available on
that
the
would
website.
Be done through JSDC. This is going to be completely transparent.
Okay.
All funds that are brought in will be, of course, posted within the meeting quarterly, and it will also be available for anybody to attend in the public. So anybody is more than welcome to attend. The more volunteers or more groups we have, the better. But everything is going to be followed by those guidelines. Do I know everything? No. But I'm a quick learner.
Well, if you have a legal counsel, that they'll help.
They stepped up from the beginning, and they are right across the street from where this is being placed.
Okay, that was my only question.
Sure.
So the question I think before us then, Randy, is not for tonight's meeting, but we'll have to make a decision on actually creating this park. So this space is currently owned by the township?
ICDA.
ICDA. So the ICDA will have to make that determination. There'll have to be, I would imagine, in light of what you're proposing here, there will have to be some guide rails that we'll have to develop through the township. I assume operations or essentially maintenance of this site will be for the township moving forward once it's open and established.
That's my understanding, that Randy, once this is developed, it'll be dedicated to the township.
Correct.
And then there'll be, so you included in your materials a number of, you mentioned Michael Horrocks, and there are others too. Once it becomes township park, who maintains, how do you propose determining when new honorees are proposed, who will make those decisions? And maybe you don't need to answer all that.
Right.
Tonight. These are things that I think, I'm just thinking forward like 10 years from now after it's
absolutely. And well, like understood.
Right? There may be new people who want to make sure that there is some kind of a, there may have to be a committee, perhaps it's a veterans committee or a committee that oversees things like that.
We will have separate committees set up. This is also for Derry Township, everybody in Derry Township. So this includes both Hershey High School and Milton Hershey High School. So both will be involved. The three original plaques that were from the Veterans Memorial, we are going to get those refurbished and place those at the site. And then we will have space for continuously adding those that have given the ultimate sacrifice.
I think that I know it was an emotional presentation.
I apologize.
You don't need to apologize. It was emotional. It's a good presentation. Mr. Zamuda has kept us sort of from time to time updated on the progress, so none of us are, this is not the first time we're hearing about or seeing it, but we're glad you're coming to a public meeting so we can share this with the public.
Sure.
There's some things we'll need to do on our end, but I imagine, so that we're not doing tonight, but at some point we would be, either as the ICDA or the township, we're going to have to formalize this understanding or agreement of the future adoption of this site to the township. So I think it's good that you're in, it doesn't feel early probably to you, but for us it's good that you're here early.
Yeah.
This is the end of the project. I know that, I think that most people see that as a really smart use, maybe smart's not the right word, but an appropriate use of that land there. It's nice
correct.
To have something dedicated.
We believe it is a perfect place for it.
Yeah.
I'll say two things. One is everything is going to be transparent. No one likes a surprise. Even if it's your birthday surprise, you still don't like it. I don't work like that. The other thing is, I don't know if I need approval or an ordinance or what, but I would like to be given an okay to put up two banners.
Well, now you're crossing the line.
Now I'm crossing the line.
Just to promote what we're doing to get the word out. That would face, one would face Coco, one would face Breakfast. Not much more than hit the QR code, Miss Nut did, and follow along. Or what I am expecting is tourists and people visiting Hershey, especially from out of state, will be very interested to see what we're doing.
I agree with you, and I think that for those of us, that many people in this room have been to our Memorial Day ceremony and outside of Park at the plaza.
Sure.
We had those memorials, and I think many of us are, if not all of us, are eager to see those back out publicly in the community again. And
we wish to use that as a space that if someone comes in and they are more of a connection towards Mike, that they can go to that section. Or if they're a veteran, go to that section. Or police, fire, and ambulance. But at the same time, they may be dedicated to that, that they can visit the other parts of it to understand. If you put these three stool legs together, it creates something extraordinary.
There's good connectivity with all of that.
Yeah. And that's what we wish to... That is our main goal. The other thing is, as the president of this nonprofit, we will not compete with other nonprofits. We will not go after others that are raising money different ways. It's going to be different. We're going to do a lot of great events. Can I mention some of those right now, Chuck? Or
Sure.
For instance, we're going to set up a bike rally, motorcycle, that is going to leave at the Hershey High School at Mike's Memorial and is going to travel to Bucks County. Because if nobody knows that, Bucks County is where the pilot of that plane has $1 million reflective pond dedicated in his name by the widow. We are going to pick up motorcycle riders from there and return back to the gravel parking lot at Hidden Still. Hidden Still has met with us, or I've met with them, and Mike's nickname was Rocks. So I have proposed that we are going to label all of the spirits on the rocks. Taverns, everywhere around the area, will then donate money for every drink that is poured from on the rocks. At the same time, Tattered Flag, which is in Hershey, is a veteran-owned brewery. So we are going to get all the breweries together in the month of September to promote Hershey Heroes. And that, again, is going to be a certain beer that all breweries will brew and sell to raise money and awareness. My goal is to make the month of September the month of Hershey Heroes, because we are forgetting what took place at 9/11. Not purposefully, but we need to remember it more and more. And we need these children. Doug Jones, Mark Jones, and Frank Jones, every year on 9/11, hold an event. Bring all the students out from Hershey High School. Explain what took place. Introduce everybody to Mike. We are now at the point where these kids that are in high school weren't alive when that took place. There's a disconnect. We want to reconnect.
Yeah, I think that sounds actually really good. Chuck, I think that means we're going to have to do some things on our end to make sure when Randy's doing things in September that, you know, if it means maybe he's right, we're going to have to be... Maybe we have to get everything, our ducks in a row before these events, so that there is a story about where Hershey Courtyard of Honor is, right? So that it's not just saying it will help him, I think, with his efforts if there's identifiable location, right, that we can come out with. So
there's two reasons why I invited Randy here. One was they are beginning tomorrow utilizing the logo. Just wanted to make the board aware of that and make sure there were no objections to that. And then also to start the conversation, the agreements, and the like for ensuring that this is moving forward in the proper manner.
We wish to launch everything publicly. We haven't put anything out publicly, but we wish to be able to launch this publicly as of tomorrow.
Which if I did ask Grant, he was going to launch it a week and a half ago. I asked him to wait till this
week. The end of April was my timeline, and Chuck, you're very good at keeping me under control. Thank you. But again, I apologize for the emotion.
We don't owe any of the apology. It's fine. It's understandable. So we appreciate you coming in and giving us the overview. We will do what we need to do on our end, and Chuck will rely on Chuck to sort of continue to be the point person in between to make sure the lines of communication are open and we're coordinating properly with you on this.
That'd be great to have the support. Yeah. And if you need me to speak to any other groups or attend, I promise you it won't be coming out emotional like that. But everyone has been very supportive. Everyone has been very helpful. And I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, we kind of started the legal process last week after Chuck and I grabbed the pad. And this started the discussion. So I guess I got these.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Mr. McKillop. And we'll move to item E on the agenda, which is the authorization to execute a reservation agreement with the People Movers for use of the Berry Township Community Center. Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board is aware, the township has included an office space in the Berry Township Community Center for the People Movers to dispatch the transportation services to the senior citizens of Berry Township. The proposed agreement you have in front of you would take effect in June of 2022 with an expiration of December 31st, 2023. The information contained in this agreement has been reviewed by the township solicitor and the terms have been agreed upon by the People Movers Board of Directors. And I would certainly be happy to answer any questions that you have at this time.
Say any questions for Zach, please?
Just real quick, who's going to execute the agreement? Is that you or the manager?
That would be Mansour.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just for reference, this is, you saw before you the previous reservation agreement with the senior center. This essentially is a scaled down version of that same agreement, just reflected to the different uses. But same terms, same restrictions, insurance requirements. And
I have no questions. I'm supportive. So, if there are any other questions for Zach on this, if none, can we have a motion?
I'll make a motion then that the township manager execute a reservation agreement with the People Movers.
Thank you. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda to authorize the execution of the reservation agreement with People Movers. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. 4-0. And we will move forward to item F. The next item is the request for authorization to advertise an ordinance amendment to allow for the possession or consumption of alcohol at the Derry Township Community Center upon written permission from the township. Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This evening, I am requesting authorization to advertise a proposed ordinance amendment. Under the current ordinance, the consumption of alcohol is prohibited within the park system with the exception of Chocolate Town Park. That can be authorized with approval from the Derry Township Board of Supervisors. The proposed amendment that would be advertised would allow the township manager to grant authorization for the consumption of alcohol for groups utilizing the banquet room at the Derry Township Community Center. All requests for the ability to consume or possess alcoholic beverages would be made through the Parks and Recreation Department and would be subject to applicable conditions and restrictions that would be established by the township. Any alcoholic beverages consumed or possessed on township property would need to be served by an approved vendor with the requisite licenses and insurances. So once again, I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
Questions for Zach? I mean, this is all part of the idea of renting it for certain kinds of events.
Banquets, receptions, wedding receptions,
things of that nature, where it might be necessary to make that the combination. So, and you ultimately are the decider, Zach. I mean, these requests come in. You did make the decision on these requests.
Make them, and then ultimately they would be approved by the township manager.
Okay. Yes.
And Zach, just to clarify, these aren't just family events that are coming in here, and these are like essentially wedding receptions or anniversary parties where there's a caterer that is securing the alcohol and has
correct
specific insurance permits
correct
and names the township in those insurances so that we are not held liable for any issues
exactly
that may arise.
Now, that's important distinction that it would be, like you said, a caterer or it wouldn't just be individuals. It would be
right
businesses
are
that would hold those licenses.
And coming up, and, cases of beer, cases of wine.
But I'm not, and I mean that, they're not organized. They have, it has to be a gator event.
Correct. It has to be served. Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. If there are no other questions for Zach, we can take a motion. I'll go ahead and make a motion that we advertise the ordinance amendment to allow for the possession or consumption of alcohol at the Derry Township Community Center upon written permission from the township. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zaluda. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion is passed unanimously. The next item is G. It's the adoption of decision for conditional use application 2022-03 for 1121 East Chocolate Avenue as filed by Doors and Dreams REI LLC. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As was explained at the public hearing held on April 26, 2022, the applicant Doors and Dreams REI LLC is proposing to operate a short-term rental at property located 1121 East Chocolate Avenue. The property is in the Palmdale Mixed Use and East Chocolate Avenue overlay where such a use is permitted. The Derry Township Planning Commission at their meeting on April 5th, 2022 recommended that the conditional use authorization be granted with certain conditions which are included in the attached decision. I'm recommending that the decision for conditional use application number 2022-03 be adopted.
Any questions for Mr. Emmerich? I mean, we heard from these folks in the public hearing a couple weeks ago, and we've seen them here before, and they have a good track record with another project, and they did a good job at the hearing, so I'm satisfied and don't have any questions. Does anyone else have any questions?
No.
All right, if none, I'll go ahead and make a motion that we adopt the decision for the conditional use application number 2022-03 for 1121 East Chocolate Avenue as filed by Doors and Dreams, REI LLC. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. The last item on the agenda is H. It's the acceptance of unilateral declaration of covenants, easements, conditions, and restrictions, and the release of the financial security for the stormwater management plan for Spinago Properties, 1016 East Governor Road, S-2021-015. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you. So in this case, Clem Spinago had submitted and received approval for a stormwater management plan for 1016 East Governor Road. The plan was approved, and Mr. Spinago posted cash financial security in the amount of $14,699. Additionally, Mr. Spinago recorded the plan and the stormwater operation and maintenance agreement and access easement at the Dauphin County Recorder of Deeds office. Earlier this year, Mr. Spinago informed us that he is abandoning his project and asked for the return of his cash financial security. To address this matter of a recorded stormwater management plan being on file, Pat Armstrong did prepare the attached unilateral declaration of covenants, easements, conditions, and restrictions, which in short states that Mr. Spinago declares his stormwater management plan to be formally withdrawn and no longer valid plan allowing us to return his money. I'm recommending the Board of Supervisors accepts the unilateral declaration of covenants, easements, conditions, and restrictions and releases cash finance security in the amount of $14,699 for the stormwater management plan for Spinago Properties, 1016 East Governor Road, S-2021-015, conditional upon Mr. Spinago signing and recording the declaration and providing proof of such recording.
Any questions for Mr. Emery? Hearing none, we can entertain a motion. I'll go ahead and make the motion that we accept the unilateral declaration of covenants, easements, conditions, and restrictions, and release cash financial security in the amount of $14,699 for the stormwater management plan for Spinago Properties at 1016 East Governor Road, which is S-2021-015. Conditional upon Mr. Spinago signing and recording the declaration and providing proof of report. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. That will conclude the items under new business on our agenda. Take us to the next item, which is the Supervisory Board of Committee Reports. Start to my far left and move to my right. First with Mr. Zamuda.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had no board meetings or other meetings this past week or so. I would like to thank Randy for coming out again. His dedication to this project is just overwhelming for me. 4 years ago, this was a kernel of an idea. I can't believe it's blossomed into this. I think it's going to be great for the whole community. And for our veterans, the whole group, the Courtyard of Honor, every one of those guys is just tops. They're the best guys out there. And I think it's going to be a great project when it's over, when we finally get it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Zamuda. Mr. Corrado?
No report. We have a Parks and Rec meeting scheduled for tomorrow night.
Ms. Smith?
No report from any of my boards or commissions, but I do have a note. I saw my way into the meeting today that there is a sign up on Walton Hill Road that the trail crossing there is closing on May 23rd. So, lots of people are out on the trail right now because the weather's been really nice. So it looks like that part of the trail is closing May 23rd. I haven't heard an update in regards to the actual road closing, though. Have you checked? I haven't heard anything.
Just let us know when the sign goes up.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. They said it was supposed to be 2 weeks before they closed it, so I don't know if that's
right. Although they did say that PennDOT may waive that 2 weeks because of,
okay,
of the delay, so it might only be a week.
Okay.
Yeah, we understand.
So the 23rd, it looks like the trail is supposed to close.
Thank you.
That's my only comment.
And we'll make sure when we get notice, whether it's 2 weeks or a week or whatever, we'll put that news out there as quickly as possible, right? We have promised folks we would keep them updated as soon as we get notice.
Becky asked me just about every other day.
Thank you, Becky. All right, the next, that will bring us to Mr. Wyckoff.
No board or committee reports. DTMA does not meet again until the 23rd, so Mr. Christman will have an update on the 24th for everyone. Thank you.
Very good. And I have no board or committee reports to make either. So that will take us to departmental reports, the first one being from Chief Warren.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing for tonight.
And I know, Chief, we had the gentleman from Church Road speak earlier during public comment. You'll take that issue and either work with the Transportation Committee, but come up with some options for reducing speed on Church Road.
Yeah, there's probably a few things we'll be looking at. I'm going to bring it to the Transportation Committee to consider some of the options that they have proposed, but also some continued enforcement, which is always in our back pocket, and then probably refreshing some of the collective data out there. Covert ways of collecting data that is, instead of putting out the sign that actually tells them how fast they're going, we'll be able to collect data to actually measure that without letting them know that we're collecting it. So.
Yeah, and the point was made, and it's accurate, that Church Road, like certain other arteries in the township over the years, has just become more heavily traveled for a variety of reasons, and so I think anybody that lives in that area sees you see the increased amount of traffic, and you do see an increased amount of speeding. Church, even McCorkle Road, there's certain roads that seem to have that connect. There seem to be connected with that issue of higher volume and more traffic. So,
yeah, that's. I mean, and some of it. I mean, especially with Church Road, Sand Hill Road, and almost to Mr. Chris's point. We get some traffic from adjacent townships mm-hmm. that are coming into Hershey and using those routes to come into the township. So it's not always township residents that are speeding through there. There's been a couple of individual complaints that we've been able to deal with in reference to some of the gestures of telling the residents that they're number one, but it's not really that. So we've dealt with those individual complaints and actually have addressed those with the drivers that are committing those violations, throwing trash out, things like that. So far we've been fairly successful, but obviously we need to do some more work out there.
It's endemic throughout the community. Right? The whole region is growing. It's not Derry Township. It's not one municipality around the township. It's the region. It's grown considerably over the years. And for those of us that have lived here for a long time, you feel it. It's clearly evident. It's evident at rush hour, at a lot of pinch point locations in the township. But it's beyond that. I mean, this is just an evolving and continual challenge we will have in this community. And I appreciate your efforts to address it, and we're just going to have to keep working at it the way we do on a lot of issues, because the region is not getting smaller, and it just isn't. And we consider the sheer size, the sheer growth in size of the Hershey Medical Center over the last 10 to 15 years as one of the major employers in the region and in our township. There's a lot of traffic that's generated there, but it's not their fault, and it's not just them. Right? There's lots of reasons for the increased traffic. So it's an ongoing struggle, and I see the Transportation Committee doing some really good things to address it in certain areas of the township. And in other areas of the township, we probably need more law enforcement-centric activities to help change behavior. But I will leave all of that to you, and
we're always happy to help.
So thank you. Okay, and so we'll move on to the Hershey Volunteer Fire Department. Mr. Sassaman could not be here tonight due to a work obligation, so he did apologize for his absence. But with that, we'll move to Mr. Piccolo, representing Public Works.
Nothing to report tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. And we'll move to the library, Ms. Troutman.
Nothing to report either.
We've worn everybody down. You can tell who has been along with us. We've worn them down. And Mr. Jackson, Parks and Rec.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We did make the relatively easy decision to postpone our fishing derby this past Saturday. So we're hoping for better weather this Saturday. We're going to try again out of Bullfrog Valley Pond. That'll be from 8 to 10. Good news, we did pass our temporary occupancy inspection for the community center this past Friday. So our department started feverishly moving all of our items into the building yesterday. So that's certainly exciting news for us. All three of our pools have been plastered. Two indoor pools have been filled, and they just finished filling the outdoor pool earlier today. So that's a sure sign there that we are getting very close here. Beginning next week, we're going to start offering some times for members to get their pictures taken and to pick up their passes. Actually, that's why this room is divided off. We've got everything set up in there for residents to be able to come in and get their pictures taken and get their membership cards. And then hopefully by next week, we'll also be announcing some dates for community tours where people can come check out the center.
I can't resist, so we're going to have a lot of residents coming through the door.
right past that blank frame where Mr. Corrado's picture should be, who I refer to as Supervisor X. His picture 4 months into his first year and his first term isn't up yet, but people will still have to guess who that supervisor is.
Yes, it will be a lot more traffic.
The reason we put those pictures up there is so residents know when they see us in the giant room I'm up to, or Carnes or Wise, right? So I understand the game he's playing, but it's going to end soon.
Come on.
All right. Well, Zach, that's otherwise great news, and thank you again. I'm going to repeat it again. What you have done to get this $32 million facility from start to finish during all of COVID, with supply chain shortages, labor problems, I don't throw this term around when I say it's nothing short of a miracle, because it is when you consider a building project of this magnitude and have it opening on time and opening on budget, especially a public works, public project. I think it's fantastic. So I thank you for that. You're a major reason for that. Your team is a major part of that.
For sure.
You have the good counsel and advice of your predecessor, right, Mr. Mandia, who's been on board as a consultant throughout to help. You put together and kept together a really strong team. I think it's just an amazing feat. So thank you for what you're doing, and we all look forward to getting in there. And I clearly could use some work on a treadmill, so I look forward to being there as soon as it's in operation.
I appreciate that. We'll pass that on.
What's
that?
Sorry. And moving on then to Township Engineer, Mr. Bonanno.
No report tonight.
Mr. Emmer, Community Development.
Nothing further this evening, thank you.
All right. And Mr. Christman.
Nothing to report, but I'm just happy to see Bob Piccolo here at the meeting tonight. So. It's always a good thing.
All right, that will conclude the reports. It takes us to the second visitor public comment session. Again, anybody wishing to put comment onto the board, please come forward. Step up to the microphone, first name, last name, address, and we'll play it by ear. But.
Got it. I'm Doug Jones. I'm 30 Hillside Road in Hershey. I was thinking about that address because I just moved there 2 days ago. Up on the hill here, off Clark Avenue. I grew up in Hershey. I'm a resident of Hershey. I'm a 1980 graduate from Hershey High School. And I just want to take a couple minutes. I know we're at the end of the night to thank you, Mr. Chairman, and the board to hear our presentation and Randy's presentation on the Courtyard of Honor. It's something we're pretty excited about. Randy asked me to be on the board as a secretary because of my involvement with the Horrox family. I was a friend and classmate of Michael Horrox, and I'm still in contact with the family. And Miriam Horrox, Michael's widow, we got in touch with her and told her about the memorial, what we were planning on doing, and she is super excited about it. My involvement with the Horrox family and Hershey is I go to the Hershey High School every September 11th and talk to the kids, the students there from the middle school and the high school. They come out to the memorial. I don't know if you know, but there's a Horrox memorial behind the high school at the football field. It's a little stone there with an American flag. And the kids come out each period, 50 to 100 at a time. And by the end of the day, we have talked to all the students. And we spend about 20 minutes with them, myself and my two brothers here, who also graduated from Hershey. And we talked to them about what happened on 9/11. We talked about my memories of Michael. And, when we first started doing it 11 years ago, the kids were alive during 9/11. But now we're talking to kids who weren't born yet. So we do it just to honor Mike and his family and honor all the 2,977 people that died that day. And, I go there every September 11th, and Randy comes in the morning early, and we sit there and look at the memorial and just think about Mike and his family. And Randy has said to me for the last, 6 or 7 years, he said to me, this memorial's great. And Randy was instrumental with some of the alumni at Hershey of getting that memorial placed there. And we had a big ceremony. At the time, it was Governor Tom Corbett was there, and we had a few hundred people there and dedicated that memorial, and it was a great evening. But Randy would always come to me, and we'd lean over that fence and look at that memorial and say, you know, we really got to get something in the town of Hershey. This is great for the students, but, you know, I talked to a lot of people about Michael Horrocks, and they are so surprised that a Hershey student, let alone somebody from Central Pennsylvania, died on 9/11. And, you know, Mike was the co-pilot of Flight 175, which is the second plane that was hijacked and crashed in the World Trade Center. And people don't know that. So, you know, what we wanted to do is get a memorial downtown so not only the townspeople, but the millions of people that come to Hershey can come to the memorial and visit it and not only see, talk about Michael and read Michael, but talk about Michael, but also the veterans. So we wanted to bring a Horrocks memorial from, keep it at the school, to still do the 9/11, but bring it to the town. And then Randy called me a while back and said, I don't believe this, but I think we found some land to do this beside the fire company. And we were super excited. And so we started planning this and got a board together, and Randy asked me to be on it. And, you know, the suggestion came to us, let's integrate veterans and first responders. And we were super excited about that. And we even told Miriam Horrocks that, and she was excited because Michael Horrocks was a 10-year veteran of the Marine Corps, and he was a pilot and stayed in the Marine Corps. He was a really, really good pilot, so good that he became a flight instructor and taught new pilots to fly military aircraft. And then he spent 10 years in the military and then went to work for United Airlines, and the flight from Boston to L.A. was hijacked and crashed. So when we found out that the first responders and the military were going to be part of the memorial, we were super excited because, you know, Michael was a veteran. And 9/11, we lost 343 firemen and 60 police officers. So it all kind of blended together. You know, we have three schools to this, none more important than the other, all equal. You know, Michael Horrocks will have his own statue and memorial, and then we'll have the military and first responders, police, fire, and EMS, all from the Hershey area. So we were pretty excited about it, and it's something that we hope it all comes together. It's going to be a lot of work, a lot of fundraising. We're going to do it all on our own, all privately, you know. We're talking about events and all that kind of stuff. So, thank you, the board member Zamuda. It never hurts to have a Derry Township board member on our board, but appreciate all your work and help getting this all to work. No, you're part of it too. So, just want to take a few minutes and thank you all for allowing us to present this.
No, we're not, you can. And thank you guys for the whole work you're doing with this.
I just want to take a minute probably to thank the police department and the fire department too. Chief Warner and Lieutenant Roach were part of our 20th anniversary at the school. They brought the color guard, Derry Township Police Color Guard, and were part of the ceremony there. We do a ceremony every year at the memorial for the kids, and they love the color guard coming out. And sometimes the fire department will come and put up their big flag for that September 11th. So thank you for your help and participation. And the school's been great. They actually email me before I email them and say, you're coming back. I said, we'll always be back to do this. As long as you let us come to the school, we'll be back. So thank you for hearing us.
That's great.
It does.
Invite
them all.
Thank you.
Invite them all next September.
Yes, never let you all come back. Come out to the school. We have a nice ceremony there. We're there from 7 in the morning until 2:33 till the school's over. And we're trying to get as many townspeople and people, so you're all welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. My name is Tom Fosok. I'm a retired colonel in the United States Army, Hershey High class of 1966. And I represent the Veterans Committee from the organization we put together. Randy came to me a couple months ago with this proposal and looking for our support and assistance. And he said, by all means. Because what a better place to recognize a fallen hero and veteran than at a courtyard of honor, which is, as you know, it'll be the successor to the court of honor. I know that you assisted me 1 year at the ceremony. That what we have, if you've seen, if you can recall, there were three plaques there. There are a total over 1,500 names right now, and these are individuals from Hershey and Derry Township that served in the armed forces during armed conflict. Of those, there's 56 of them with stars next to their names, which means they died while on active duty. One of them happens to be my cousin, who's buried over in Normandy. So what we hope to do is recreate this courtyard of honor. It's something that honors our veterans, and it's the ideal place to have a memorial and a tribute to Michael Horrocks. And veterans are behind this. I'm both a member of the VFW and the Legion, where I'm a historian. And I want to say at this point, this community has always been behind the veterans. It started in before 1943. But if you remember, the Court of Honor was originally when you go into the main entrance to what I knew as a community center, you know, the ponds there, you had these two huge bronze tablets. They originally had 1,251 names on them. These were the guys that had served in World War II. They were put up in 1947. Now, the swimming pool that was torn down was built in 1963. But in 1982, those two large tablets were moved over to that, you know, really nice amphitheater that we had there, which was the site of our Memorial Day ceremonies from that point on. You might be interested to know that memorial there was paid for, and the initiative of the then chairman of the board, President of Hershey Chocolate, Harold Moeller, who was a decorated combat veteran. His B-17 had been shot down over Austria. He was injured and bailing out, and spent a considerable amount of time with POW. So we had, you know, the support of the chocolate company, and then the support that your organization, Township supervisor, exemplified by this gentleman right here, who, by the way, is helping me now to try to bring back the Memorial Day ceremonies at the Chocolatown Park. So we see this as an excellent opportunity to create another site why people, when they come to Hershey, they come over and they see this stately memorial to the veterans, and that here is this outstanding tribute to Michael Horrocks, whose by name, by the way, we have to get on the next plaque, because we want to update these to capture those veterans that have served since the Gulf War. So, thank you.
Thank you, Colonel. Anyone else? All right, we're going to go ahead then and close public comment at this time. It will take us to the last item on the agenda, which is adjournment. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Seconded by Mr. Zanuto. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Motion adjourned. Thank you, everyone.